We'll be right back. that I hold are the keys to open up every single door.
Cool. So you're all sleepy-eyed today, huh?
I am. I'm ready for bed.
Are you going to like be snoring in the middle of this Kara music hour?
No.
All right. No. So if you hear any snoring, it's probably not Kara. It might be me.
It's definitely not me.
No, it's going to be Kara. She's going to be one going to it sound like... And we're like, wake up!
That's not what I sound like.
Time for the next song. Speaking of the next song, what we got?
We're going to do I Stay Away by Alice in Chains.
I Stay Away. Okay, well, why is it going to stay away?
I don't know.
You don't know?
No.
All right, well... If he stays away, then he might not wake you up when you're snoring. All right, Alice in Chains. Did I say change? Maybe I need a nap. All right, so here we go. I Stay Away by Alice in Chains. Stay awake, Kara.
I will.
Yeah, hey, yeah, want to
he said he stays away a lot. Mm-hmm. According to that song, how many times do you think he said he stays away?
I don't know, but he sounded serious about it.
Yeah, what did you know for a fact? That's what he did. He stays away.
Yep.
Alright, just say no to drugs, stay away, that kind of stuff.
Oh yeah, that'd be good.
Yeah, otherwise you'll look like heck in the morning. Just saying. Anyway, so where are we going from that?
Now we're going to do something a little different and really upbeat.
A little different and upbeat.
Come On Eileen by Dexy's Midnight Runners.
Cool. Where are they going?
I don't know.
He's asking her, come on. One guy's talking about he stays away, and the other one's saying, come on. I'm just trying to figure all this out. There's got to be a method to your madness.
I don't know.
On the music with Care Hour.
This has been stuck in my head for like a week, so I thought I'd play it.
Okay, so it's an upbeat song, so let's see what we got here. What's that? Come on, Elaine?
Eileen?
Eileen, yeah. I lean on the wall because I'm tired. My name's Kara. All right, here we go. Okay, so apparently the bell bottoms created a ruckus in the chat room in the chat over there at People for People Radio. One of the things that you got to be aware of if you do, if the bell bottoms do come back into style, have they come back into style?
I don't know.
Well, I don't know, but I got my first set of bell bottoms the very day they went out of style. Yeah.
The very day they went out of style?
Yeah, the very day they went out of style, I got laughed out of school because I had these big bell bottoms while I'm walking down the hallway. They're all going gong, gong, gong. And I'm like, what? These were cool yesterday. They ain't cool today. But something else that ain't cool about that is if you ever wore bell bottoms and you ride bicycles, they have this tendency to get caught in the chain. And when that happens, it's a very unpleasant circumstance as you're kind of face planting in the street, you know, or your pants is about to pull off one side or whatever, you know.
You go one way, the pants go the other.
Yeah. So you would see people riding down the road with at least the side that has the chain on it, all pant, all rolled up like that, you know. But then that opens your knee up for the possibility if you wipe out, you're going to get scuffed up because you ain't got your jeans over there. So you'd see people that were smarter than that roll them up just enough so that it's above that chain deal, but not enough that if they're pedaling really fast that it doesn't work its way out of it and get caught in the chain anyway.
I think I just risk this getting the knee and just roll them all the way up.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, because I can't tell you how many times I rode down a bicycle, had mine all rolled all the way up, and I look over and there's some old hippie laying in the dirt hollering how bad he hurts because his bell bottom got stuck in the chain. That's a mess. Especially if you're trying to play Evel Knievel.
Just got to learn the hard way.
Yeah, it's a learning experience. So where are we going now?
Now we're going to do Everything's Ruined by Faith No More.
Hold on. Before we get there, Redempty said, tuck it into socks.
Oh.
not up to knee. So you can tuck your bell bottoms down into your tube socks. If you got little tiny half-footy socks, it's not going to work. So you got to have them big, long, you know, ones that used to have the different color stripes around them. They used to be cool. And then after a while, you got laughed at if you was wearing them. So if you wear those kind of socks, tuck your pant leg down in the sock.
You might be safe then.
Yeah.
Yep.
But I've even seen instances where that failed too, because you get to pedaling hard and your knee's going up and down. It's ripping that bell bottom up out of that sock and then got caught in a chain drive again. Yeah. If this wasn't safe back in the 60s, 70s, or the 80s.
Sounds like a lot of work.
Yeah. All right, so where are we going? Faith, Faith No More, is that what you said?
Yep.
Everything Ruined. Don't that sound like, just like we were talking about? Because
yeah.
You're going to get you some bell bottoms, and then we just ruined your bell bottom thing.
No, I'm still doing it.
All right, well, just make sure you either tuck them in your sock, roll them all the way up, or get you some bell bottom suspenders so that you can pull your bell bottoms up away from that chain drive. Some duct tape. Real tape. All right, Faith No More, Everything Ruined. Peace.
princess.
We started a fashion riot.
Oh no.
They were out there talking about holding their chaps up with suspenders.
Man, just when I thought it couldn't get worse.
Yeah, you can't. I got a bad visual in my head, but yeah. You know, Mark and Mindy suspenders. Look them up. Google them up. Mark and Mindy suspenders with chaps. That's pretty bad. All right, this conversation done went awry. All right. We got suspenders on, stockings with your bell bottoms tucked in, people wrecking on bikes. It's mass hysteria around here, man. So now what are we going to Skid Row?
Yep.
Slave to the Grind?
Yep.
See, that kind of blends in with what we're talking about. Because if you dress like that, you'll probably end up on Skid Row.
Well.
Is it the same Skid Row?
No.
No, that's a band. Well, you'll at least be a slave to the grind if you try to get the fashion thing going on, unless you're a lady. Ladies can keep up with that. Us men, not so much. Here we go. Skid Row, Slave to the Grind. Alrighty then. So, yeah, I wasn't even really listening to that song, but it was like pretty fast, upbeat kind of thing. So
maybe I should have started with it, Wake Me Up.
Well, yeah, that would have probably been a good one there. We were just trying to figure out what the heck was going on in the chat room over there. Who wants to fight for peace? Oxymoron, that's what Redempty said. You're going to fight for peace.
Yeah.
I always say on my show, peace never came from the end of the barrel of a gun. You go shoot somebody, then somebody else wants to shoot you, and then it just kind of perpetuates.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's, Redempty's right, it is an oxymoron. So you got to fight your way to peace.
Well, that sounds terrible.
Yeah, fight for your freedom. I suppose. Oh, that sounds, I guess that was a good one. Let's just start a fight.
Oh, yeah, okay.
You think we can
good.
Do that? All right, so where are we going from here?
We're going to go to Wild Child by Wasp.
Wild Child by Wasp. Oh, that's one we could start a fight on that one because something was really wrong with those people in that video, man.
I know. I saw one of the videos, and I was like, well, that's not what I expected.
Yeah. It was unexpected. Anyway, so let's just let them hear it.
Yes.
All right. And, you know, if you want to fight, don't go. I was just thinking of the band. Don't go up and slap a bee's nest, a wasp nest. It doesn't work out well. I know this from experience.
I ride the wind.
that was cool. Now, what did you say the ataxia definition was?
Oh, ataxia, the loss of control of the loss of control of full bodily movements, full control of bodily movements.
Yeah, so it says on Google, it says ataxia is a degenerative disease of the nervous system. Many symptoms of ataxia mimic those of being drunk, such as slurred speech, stumbling, and falling, and so on.
Yeah.
So this is really a band named Ataxia?
Yeah.
So that's what they get up on stage and fall around and stumble and slur? They like...
I hope not. That sounds like a bad punk
band. Yeah, stoned to the bone. They like falling off the drums. And so the song is what?
The Sides.
The Sides. They're falling off the sides of the stage because they have ataxia.
Well, if they're lucky, people will think they're like stage diving or something and catch them.
Yeah. Maybe. Otherwise, you face plant. That didn't work out well for a few people.
I never tried. I was too scared.
Yeah, well, if it'd be my luck, I'd be the one that dove out there in the crowd and everybody just moved out of the way.
Right.
Pow! All right, so let's hear what this song's all about. Ataxia, the Sides. Got lost again.
Yeah.
We were trying to look at the chat down there and got distracted.
Yeah.
Who has pink taxis?
I know. I've seen a green one and I've seen a yellow one.
Well, I saw a checkered one. Well, I've been done seeing about everything when I see an elephant fly. Well, did you ever see that?
No.
It was from Dumbo the movie. He said, I seen a horse fly, I seen a house fly, but I ain't never seen an elephant fly.
I mean, I wouldn't want to see any of those things fly.
Well, if you do, then you might be experience some of the symptoms of ataxia.
Or psychosis.
Yeah, that too.
Yeah.
All right, so if we see elephants fly, we'll know, especially if they're pink ones.
Yeah.
And neutron, proton, electron said there's pink taxis in Glasgow, Shaz. Well, I bet there is. You know, wink, wink. People been drinking. Look at her. I saw a pink taxi and it was fly. Well, I've been done seeing about everything when I see a pink taxi fly. What do you think?
No.
All right.
No.
Well, there is a time when you have actually taken your party too far.
Yes.
Alright, so anyway, so where are we going with that?
We're going to go with Love on the Rocks with No Ice by The Darkness.
Love on the Rocks with No Ice. That sounds like taking your party too far. I mean, you think of a drink on the rocks, which means ice.
Yep.
But now you're talking about Love on the Rocks with No Ice. So it's kind of, to me, sounds like somebody getting ready to throw them off a rocky ravine or something like that.
Oh, man.
I love you, baby, but if I can't have you, goodbye.
Oh, no.
Dang. No, I don't know. I'm just guessing. Do you got a better explanation of that?
I think it's about just, like, meaningless trouble in a relationship, and all they do is fight, and kind of a love-hate relationship. So I guess it could go there, but hopefully not.
Yeah, hopefully not. But don't be throwing your loved ones off into the ravine, the right. rocky ravine.
Just have some drinks, some Smirnoff and ice, and orange juice. What do you think?
Yeah.
I'm not promoting you getting liquored up. All right, here we go. Love on the Rocks with No Ice.
Just you.
like had a dramatic ending. But while I was listening to that song, I realized that was the same band that sang Get Your Hands Off My Woman, which is not a radio-friendly song.
If it was, though, it would be on here.
Yeah. We don't think they have a radio-friendly version of that, so you'd have to, like, bleep, bleep. Yeah. So, anyway, I had something else intelligent to say, but I can't remember what it was.
Huh.
Do you?
Nope.
Anyway, there is going to be a mystery song later. You know, tell them what they win.
Trip to their refrigerator for free snacks and drinks.
Yeah, all expense trip to your refrigerator for snacks and drinks if you guess the mystery song that will be played at the very end of the Music with Kara Hour. So stay tuned for that. Because you know you need some snacks and drinks. Anyway, there was something else intelligent about that song. Can't remember what. See how easily we get distracted? All right, so now where are we going?
We're gonna go to Honey Bucket by the Melvins.
By the Melvins.
Yep.
I don't even want to try to think what that's all about. Melvin, Honey Bucket, Melvins. What do you, you got? Any? No.
No. It's
you just like the song.
Yes.
Here we go. Kind of sound like they're at the end, like they went off into the water or something. Isn't it?
Kind of bubbly.
Yeah, kind of bubbly. Speaking of bubbly, this Lynyrd Skynyrd song, That Smell?
Yeah.
Think that has anything to do with anything?
I think it was about Alan Collins who wrecked because he was drunk and wrapped his car around a tree.
Yeah. So he was dipping in the bubbly and hit the tree. Yeah, see how all this stuff works out, folks? It's all interconnected. Like the mystery song that you're going to have to listen to after this one right here in order to win an all-expense trip to your own refrigerator for your own snacks and drinks.
I'm going to cheat. I'm going to do it anyway because I'm hungry.
Yeah, I think I will too. I was actually looking up those stale bugles that you thought you might still have, but apparently somebody else already beat me to them. That's because everybody in the chat room had to start talking about food. And now it's going to be, ooh, that smell. Can't you smell that smell? No. Alright, well, I guess we better just get on with it, right?
Yeah.
Alright, before I take it too far again. Alright, here we go.
There's too much coke and too much smoke. Look what's going on inside you. Speak a word when you're full of blues. Say you'll be alright come tomorrow, but tomorrow might not be here for you.
Okay, you've been listening to the Music with Kara Hour. It's the time y'all been waiting for. So it's time to play the mystery song and name that tune and win an all-expense-paid trip to your refrigerator for your food and your snacks, drinks and snacks, that kind of thing. Anyway, so you be the first one to guess the name of the song and the band of the song, and you're the winner. All right, here we go, folks.
Sitting in the shade, talking about the money that you oughta have made. Singing, what boy, don't you lounge? Track like a what boy, don't you lounge? Track, what boy, don't you lounge? Track like a what boy, don't you lounge? Track. Well, if I could, I surely would. Stand on the rock that Moses stood, singing, what boy, don't you lounge? Truckin' like a what boy, don't you lounge? Track, what boy, don't you lounge? Truckin' like a what boy, don't you lounge? Track. Thanks so much, Gucci, man, my eyes looking blurry. They say I never do the wall. A stitch in time don't mean a thing, don't bring that jewelry. Who make me cry? Oh boy, don't you lie on the track. Oh boy, don't you lie on the track. Oh boy, don't you lie on the track. Oh, what you do with the gun that's loaded?
We have a winner! Looks like Hank Clinton got it. Errol Smith, Hangman, jury. All right, woohoo! You win.
45 was loaded. In fact, my memory ain't too clear. That's not to say she didn't hear what she deserved. At least that's the way it looked from here, boy. If I could surely would stand on the rock that Moses done stood. Singing, yeah, boy, don't you lie on the track. Yeah, boy, don't you lie on the track. Yeah, boy, don't you lie on the track. Yeah, boy,